One ball, no strikes. Fielding a ground ball to short. Nice big howl for Kyle Leeser. And throw in the first 6-3 on the put out of Speedy Thielen. That'll do it for the Flames in the eighth. Two runs on two hits. No errors and no one left on base. We have played 7.5 innings. The score, Farming 2, St. Martin 1. We're back with more baseball in a minute on KASM.
Notch Manufacturing in Lake Henry wishes the best to all area teams. They are currently looking for welders, painters, and general laborers to join their team. These are full-time positions where pay is based on experience and work ethic. Notch Manufacturing offers paid insurance, holidays, vacation, and a match IRA. Apply in person at Notch Manufacturing, located on State Highway 4 in Lake Henry. A new career awaits you. Locally owned and operated and a clean place to work. Phone 320-243-7248 for more information. For all your excavating needs, give BNS Excavating a call, serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55, northeast of Belgrade, BNS Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, Chasm.
Welcome back to Schlaper Brothers Field in Farming as we make our way to the bottom of the eighth inning. Nathan Schlungen, Matthew Schlungen, and Scott Schlungen.
The next game will feature Meyer Grove and Lake Henry. The winner of this game will play the winner of that game, which will be winner of that one playing Richmond on Sunday.
Tyler Schrader on the mound in relief of Kyle Dearden, and the pitch two. Nathan Schlungen is low and outside, ball one. 2-1 Farming here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Big two-run homer by Brad Mergen in the eighth. There's a strike called, and one ball, one strike. One ball, one strike. Schrader ready. Pitches outside and 2-1. Two balls, one strike to Nathan, who is 1-for-3 so far today. Had a base hit in his last at bat. Just outside and 3-1 to Schlungen.
Good eye by Nathan there.
Three one the count. And Schlungen will fall this one back in. Out of play over the backstop and the count full at 3-2. The count to Schlungen. Matthew Schlungen on deck. And Nathan follows this one over our heads. Count stays full at 3-2.
Not sure how many games Nathan played this year, but I don't think he probably was in the lineup every St. Martin game throughout the season. I know he wanted to get enough games in.
The 3-2 pitch coming from Schrader, and Nathan drives this to left center field. On his horse is Ponick. He's not going to get that, and Nathan Schlungen leads it off with a stand-up double here in the eighth inning for the Martins.
See, Brad Mergen's going to go warm up for the Flames here.
Yeah, with these elimination games, you got to win the first one to get to the second one.
Absolutely. And they got pitching for me. They want to get this one out of the way. So
here's Matthew Schlungen. We'll see if Matthew's going to bunt in this situation. And no indication of it yet as Schrader steps off the pitching rubber. On deck for the Martins at Scott Schlungen. Well, I don't think he'll have to bunt as this one goes over the top of Cody Ferre's head to the backstop. And now Nathan Schlungen, the tying run in scoring position at third.
Might be it for
Tyler Schrader.
Tyler.
Dale Schrader out of the dugout.
Brad hasn't warmed up much yet.
He has not. So with a 1-0 count to Matthew Schlungen, Nathan Schlungen's over at third. You just about wonder, is Carl going to put the squeeze on here, or is he going to let his hitter hit away? Mike Schlaper up here is saying pitch out. So they're going to leave Tyler in for the moment.
Okay, what can you be telling him when you go out there now as a manager? You know it's evident that the squeeze is a possibility. Let's say Martin. So
sure.
You can't say watch out for the squeeze. So what do you do? Like Mike, one of the veteran players from farming years ago up here, says, hey, maybe you want to throw a pitch out here. See what they're doing.
Infield is in on the grass with nobody out. And Schlungen pops this one up. Cody Foray, will he have a play? This is one coming back by us and... Well, you heard, right on top of the press box. I was expecting that to come right by our window here.
Did you?
Yeah. The count, 1-1.
That's pretty good.
Our leads are going through a series of signs. Nathan Schlungen leads from third. Matthew Schlungen at the plate. The 1-1, and here's a bloop
hit
to left field. That's going to fall in front of Dylan Ponick, and we are tied at 2 here in the 8th inning on the RBI single by Matthew Schlungen.
Wow. That was a no-man's land, that base hit. That's all it took.
Bring Scott Schlungen to the plate. So a couple hits for the Martins. Ties this ball game up. Tyler Schrader's pitch is high for a ball to Scotty. And 1-0. Scott so far today is 0-3. Chaz Hennin on deck. Zierden holding Matthew Schlungen at first. Scott tries to bunt, and he goes through that bunt for a strike, and the throw back to first, safe at first, is Matthew. Cody didn't throw that one right away from behind home plate, and I think he didn't throw it because his first baseman wasn't in position to throw it.
Matthew's still got to make sure that bunt gets laid down. It gets rid of that.
Going on the pitch is Matthew Schlungen. Throw to second, and in time. The Flames cut down the base runner, Matthew Schlungen.
That is huge.
So I fake bunt by Scott Schlungen. I think they ruled that a strike. It's 1-2. Matthew gets cut down trying to steal. Now Scott's at the plate with nobody on base. One out. And Schlungen pops this one up foul. Cody Foray giving chase again, and that one's going to go out of play. Brad Mergen continues his warm-up tosses. We're in the bottom of the 8th inning, a 2-2 ball game with Farming and St. Martin. Elimination game.
Looks like Brad's ready to go if they need him.
Tyler Schrader kicks and delivers. A little bit outside that pitch, and the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. And Schlungen pops this one up foul. That is over by the fence just beyond the third base dugout.
Just stayed inside the fence a little bit.
The first base dugout.
Our first base, yeah. By the Meyer Grove players.
Two balls, two strikes. It's to Schlungen low and 3-2. Schlungen back into the box. The count full at 3-2. Nobody on, one out. And a foul back and out of play again by Scott. Town stays at 3-2. Ready again on the mound, Schrader. His pitch inside, ball four, and that was a good at-bat by Scott Schrader.
Oh, is it ever too low a pitch? I think that might be it.
Dale Schrader makes his way out of the dugout again, so we're going to get a pitching change here in Farming with one on and one out for St. Martin in the eighth inning and a run in. We're tied at two. We're going to take a one-and-a-half-minute timeout on KSN.
Shopping local means that your money stays and supports our small-town communities. But have you ever thought of buying insurance locally? Grove Mutual Insurance Company in Meyer Grove is your local company for farm and home insurance. They are here to serve their customers in their time of need, as well as supporting our local communities. Grove Mutual partners with Grinnell Mutual to offer highly competitive rates, along with amazing insurance coverage. Visit GroveMutual.com for a list of agents or stop in their office in Meyer Grove for a quote. Mention this ad and receive a free deck of cards. Grove Mutual Insurance, your local company for home and farm insurance.
Not just good food, it's great food and a ton of menu options to choose from at Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming. The grill at Trapper's Pub and Grub opens daily at 11 and features a full-service bar. Stop by for nightly specials beginning at 5. Head to Trapper's before or after the ball game this weekend for food and drink specials, including smoked pork chops, corn on the cob, and grilled chicken. Plus, there's live music Saturday night. The Bridge Brothers play from 8:30 till 12:30 at Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming.
There's only one place to go when you need to fill up, your hometown Senex store. Whether you're filling up with gasoline or with beverages and snacks, you can be sure you'll get helpful, energetic service. That's because Senex stores are locally owned, with a long tradition of serving communities in this part of the country. And they sell high-quality gasoline and diesel fuels that you can depend on. Senex, our energy comes through. Stop it at QPC store. And for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op 320-987-3297.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Randy and Don with you back at Farming, our Region 15C tournament action. Don, we got a pitching change.
Yes, we do. Brad Mergen will come in here on the eighth inning and try to shut the door on St. Martin. Kyle Zierden will move over to center field, and I'll put Tyler Schrader back at first base.
Okay, here we go now. Chaz Hennon makes his way to the plate. Scott Schlung in the base runner at first and one out.
Austin Arsenal will actually come out of the game now.
Brad Mergen, the left-hander, delivers. Outside of ball, 1-0. One and oh to count to Chaz Hennon. Chaz so far today, 0-for-3. Which is high and inside and 2-0. Balls, no strikes. And another pitch high and 3-0.
One out here in the eighth inning. St. Martin already got that tying run scored here.
3-0. And ball four, so it's four straight to Chaz Hennon. Relief pitcher Brad Mergen comes in. And Josh Stengler will step up to the plate. Josh, the number eight hitter. On deck, Jalen Arsenal. It's to Stengler on the inside corner, strike one.
Just a little bit of adjustment when you're high and outside, or just a little bit high. You got to maybe shorten up or lengthen your stride just a hair. And I think he's made a correction.
I think so. Over the top of that pitch, swinging over the top, and 0-2 now to Josh Stengler.
It's kind of like you with bowling. Sometimes you can do it, and sometimes you can't.
Yep. Yeah, swinging a miss. Stengler's out on strikes.
Right through three straight strikes to Stengler, and he said, I think he went more to his curveball, and that at bat maybe he's got a little bit of control of his curveball. Who knows?
Bring Jalen Arsenault to the plate. Jalen, 1-for-2 today with a walk. Morgan's pitch and a swing and a miss by Arsenault, strike one. That one had a little gas behind it. Hannon over at first, got Schlungen at second with two outs. And Arsenault will follow this one back and out of play.
That was the breaking ball again. If I'd be the hitter right now, I'd be a little bit worried what's coming.
Yes. Probably going to try to jam me a little bit. 0-2. Inside a ball and 1-2.
That was an excellent 0-2 pitch.
It really was. Down by the knees. The 1-2, a swing and a miss. Just out on strike. And that will do it for the Martins here in the eighth to get the equalizer. One run on two hits. No errors, two left on. We have played eight. Farming 2, St. Martin 2. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASN.
When the mercury rises, the last thing you want to be without is air conditioning. And no matter how well you take care of the mechanical things in your home, you can count on inconvenient failures. Grinnell Mutual makes it easy for you to add equipment breakdown coverage to your homeowner's policy so you don't have to sweat the small stuff. Prepare for the unexpected by adding equipment breakdown insurance to your homeowner's policy. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Jill Stang, Donna Coulter, and Maggie Haynes, your local Grinnell Mutual agents in Painesville at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency. Phone 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Kutzer Excavating. Serving the local area since 1996. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Kutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, Class 5, basements, dozer and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They're available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
Well, we head to the ninth inning, a tie ball game, 2-2.
Well, we'll see once what happens here. It's now is where to get a runner on, get him over, and get him in.
We're supposed to have a break between our two games today, but
I don't think so.
St. Martin and Farming might have something to say about that. As Ben Schrader gets the ball to start the ninth inning. So we're going to get a pinch hitter here for Craig Klein. Adam Winkles will bat for Craig Klein. Adam, a senior this fall at Albany High School. He's a right-handed hitter.
He does some pitching, too, Adam Winkles.
He certainly does. And Winkle drives it up the middle, a solid base hit as he sits fastball. And, wow, first pitch, he does the job as Dylan Ponick comes up to the plate. And, boy, Don, they're going to put Craig Klein back in. And it's not that Winkles is slow by any means, but he did his job, got the pinch hits, what he wanted to do.
Yep.
And now Craig Klein with maybe some more experience. And St. Martin is going to make a pitching change. They're not going to mess around. Carl's going to do some shuffling around. So with the pitching change, we'll take 1.5 minute timeout.
Land O'Lakes, farmer-owned since 1921, produces the highest quality dairy products. We all enjoy a cold glass of milk, ice cream on a hot day, cheese on our pizzas, string cheese, butter for the bread and baking, and so many more fresh dairy products we all love. Land O'Lakes roots run deep in Minnesota, and they are committed to supporting the hometown teams. Land O'Lakes wishes the best to all area teams and is a proud sponsor of Dick Putz on KASM. For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Get your events booked for 2018. Phone 987-3100. wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald.
The season finale of your favorite show is on TV tonight. You forgot to hit record on your DVR and you've already left the house for work. Maybe you forgot to DVR the big ball game that's on TV tonight, but you just dropped the kids off at school. Or your favorite TV series is airing at another time than it's normally scheduled on your DVR. No problem. With the Manage My TV app from Albany Mutual Telephone, you can manage your TV recording from your smartphone. You won't miss a thing. The best part, it's free with your digital TV service. Call us today, 320-845-2101.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Don and Randy back with you at Schlaper Brothers Field in Farming. Donna, we got some wholesale changes here for St. Martin as they just shuffle everybody around, don't they?
Yes, they do. They got Brian Schlangen come out from behind the plate. He's going to take over the duties on the mound. And Kyle Leeser, shortstop, to behind the plate. Scotty Schlangen will move from third base to shortstop. And Matthew Schlangen will come in from center field to play third. Ben Schrader, who just got taken out of the game, will go to center field. And it would take Josh Dangler, I would believe, would be done here now.
Correct. I think he could possibly re-enter.
I think he could.
Yeah. Brian Schlangen taking his warm-up tosses. And, you know, interesting situation here for the Farming Flames. Now, Dale Schrader, the manager, Don, you got your number nine hitter, Dylan Ponick.
Mm-hmm.
Dylan, I believe, would be maybe a fairly good bunter. He's pitched before. Pitchers are always good bunters, right?
Best athletes on the field.
Best athletes on the field.
They say.
And Taylor Ferre, your leadoff hitter on deck.
Got a manufacturer one here if you're farming.
Schrader, we'll go through some signs now. Brian Schlangen takes a big, deep breath here. As, yeah, like you mentioned, Don, when we were out there, he was catching. Now he comes out pitching. And you make your defense maybe a little weaker by taking Kyle Leeser off of the shortstop spot. Ponick looks to bunt, puts it back to Schlangen on the mound. They're going to go to second, and the throw is off, and Strowing can't hang on to it. It was off to the shortstop side of second base, and Strowing laid out, and it came out of his glove. Everybody's safe.
Wasn't the greatest throw from Brian Schlangen, but I think he could have probably taken a little off of that one, right?
Yeah.
So, really, Gabriel.
It will be an error. An error on the throw. Ponick is safe. On the second goes Craig Klein, who came back in. And so first and second, nobody out. Here's Taylor Ferre, and he can't get the bunt down as he bunts it foul in 0-1. Nathan Schlungen was charging from first.
This is very crucial to get this bunt down, to get that sacrifice made, because you give them an out, you're going to give them an out, so make sure it counts.
0-1 the count to Ferre. Tyler Schrader on deck for the Flames. Like Matthew Schlangen staying home at third. Bray puts a bunt down. That's another good bunt. Brian Schlungen's going to go to first base this time as Strowing's covering over at first. Never even looked to second this time.
Never looked to third. I think he probably would have had a chance, but I don't. You're better off getting that out.
So he took the out. 1-3 on the putout. Klein goes to third. And they're going to walk Tyler Schrader here. Interesting move for the Martins, keeping the force in play by walking Schrader and pitching to Kyle Dearden.
With one out, bring the infield in.
Get ready up here in the press box.
We got Brian Schlangen throwing, so he throws hard. I haven't seen Kyle get around on too many today yet.
No. So, the base is loaded. The infield's in on the grass for the Martins. Kyle Dearden at the plate. And Brian Schlungen's pitch is outside of ball, 1-0. And now, here's the big thing, too. You got to throw strikes.
Absolutely. You just don't want to give him a free pass here.
Base is loaded. Craig Klein, the base runner at third. Here comes Slungin's pitch, and that one is fouled to the backstop. Boy, he had a good cut at that and just missed it. One ball, one strike.
Randy and I were both backing up an extra foot here.
Oh.
We're going to get tangled up in our cords if we keep going back any. No, we won't.
One ball, one strike, one out. The base is loaded again for the Flames. The pitch by Slungin. Zierden drives it to center field. That's hit well enough to score Klein. Schrader makes the catch. Here comes Klein, and it's 3-2 Farming on the sacrifice fly by Kyle Zierden.
That's what you needed to do, get that ball airborne and deep enough. I tell you, Schrader, for pitching 8 innings, or just about 8 innings, he's a pretty good throw into the cutoff, man, in the middle of the infield.
Yes,
here.
He did. So Dylan Ponick hangs out at second. Tyler Schrader over at first, and here's Cody Frey. It's to Cody, fouled out of play. Count 0-1. Oh, on the count. Farming has taken the lead 3-2 here in the ninth. And Frey will take outside a ball and 1-1. Kyle Leeser behind the plate thought maybe that was strike two. Two outs, two on. Swung and pitch. Frey drives it to left center field. Jalen Arsenault, Ben Schrader. Schrader in the gap. Makes the catch for the out, and that will end it as Frey gave it a ride. End the ninth for the Flames. One run on one hit, one error, and two left on. We play 8.5, Farming 3, St. Martin 2. More to come in a minute on KASM.
For some good conversation and a favorite beer, pop, or mixed drink, stop by Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Corky's Bar plays host to a weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. There's happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6, and if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has electronic pull tabs. You can do it, Richmond Royals, from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond. If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look like showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Bottom of the ninth inning. St. Martin scheduled to have Brian Schlungin, Derek Strowing, and Kyle Leeser come to the plate facing Brad Mergen. Cody Frey making the final out of the inning, finally gets his catcher's equipment on. And his throw to second. Don and I, we just were commenting here during the innings, too, that, I mean, this is, if you're St. Martin, this is who you want up, your top
absolutely
of the order.
Yeah. You couldn't ask for anything better than this right now. Brian Schlungin, Derek Strowing, and Kyle Leeser.
Strowing was a defensive replacement for Michael Schlungin back in the third inning already. Michael just couldn't make a go today with that leg of his. Pitch to Brian Schlungin is a strike called at the knees and 0-1. The Flames have Brad Mergen on the mound in relief of Tyler Schrader, who was in relief of Kyle Zierden.
The first batter that he walked, Randy, we watched this now. He's in the stretch from the start of the inning here now, and he's taken a little bit off.
0-2, the pitch a little bit high, and the count one ball, two strikes to Brian Schlungin. Brian, so far today, is 0-for-3. He was hit by a pitch in his last at-bat. Mergen comes home, Schlungin a big hopper to Eink at third. One hopper, Aaron across the diamond. 5-3 on the putout of Brian Schlungin. One out. bring up Strowing. Derek, so far today, he is 1-for-2 and a base hit back in the third inning, and he walked in the seventh.
Brian Schlangen looks like he's soaking wet from catching and pitching. And
he does.
That's going to be tough.
Brad Mergen, like Don had mentioned, working out of the stretch. Pitch just missing outside.
Just these little corrections that you have to try to make. You gotta throw strikes in these situations, and it's kind of been his problem over the years a little bit that he tries to overthrow his fastball. And look at this here right now. He's just painting the corners with his fastball and his curveball.
Strike on the inside corner. The count 1-1 to Strowing. 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, no one on for the Martins. Kyle Leeser on deck. Strike 2 right at the belt. And 1-2. Our next game features Lake Henry and Meyer Grove. Come up about a half hour after this one's over. The pitch is inside for a ball and 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes. Brad Mergen kicks in, delivers, and Strowing pops this one up in the infield. Taylor Perret at short, calling for it, just about behind the third baseman. Yeah,
that's his ball, though. That is his ball, shortstop. He's got to take charge on that ball that's slightly behind the third baseman.
He's got a good angle on it,
absolutely,
doesn't he?
You know, when you play shortstop, you got to be the Cadillac out there. You got to be moving around, and you don't want to have the third baseman turn his back to the infield. You should be able to get that.
All right, here comes Kyle Leeser up at the plate. Kyle 3-for-4 today. And Brad Mergen's pitch is high for a ball, 1-0. Kyle had a double back in the third inning. A couple stolen bases for Kyle today. And a strike right at the knees and 1-1. Change up. Nathan Schlungen on deck for the Martins. Brad Mergen ready. The pitch is outside and high. That one got away from him. Cody Ferreira reached up and kind of swatted at it.
He's still crawling on his knees yet. He's going, wow. That kind of stretched the ligaments in the arm.
Yeah, 2-1. The pitch to Leeser, low and inside, and 3-1.
Right now, I think I'd be a little careful with Kyle Leeser with a lefty on deck here.
Good point. 3-1. 2 outs, nobody on, and inside ball 4. So Leeser's going to walk. Tying run on first base for the Martins.
Kyle Leeser has a lot more experience with pitchers than of Brad Mergen's caliber playing college ball.
He has.
So, to me, it's a good move that pitch carefully to Kyle Leeser because Nathan hasn't been playing just as much this year, so I'd rather see this matchup, I think.
You know, all right.
Getting ready for a fall ball.
I bet Nathan slung into the plate. Kyle Leeser gets a dandy lead out at first, and you know, he may want to take a base here from Mergen and Cody Perret.
Yeah.
The pitch is inside to Nathan Schlungen at 1-0. I think Mergen's going to check him here. No, he did not. There's a strike. And 1-1. You know, Carl Leeser would like to see Kyle in scoring position out at second, Don.
Yes, he would.
1-1.
Get the left-handed hitter up. That always makes it a little tougher.
Mergen's pitch is low for a ball and 2-1.
You need to throw strikes to this guy.
You got to throw strikes to him. Matthew Schlungen on deck. Two balls, 1 strike to Nathan Schlungen. 2 outs, 1 on. Kyle Leeser gets a pretty good lead at first. Brad Mergen comes home, and Nathan Schlungen drives it to center field. Kyle Zierden over there makes the catch for the out in the gap. As he closes that gap on Nathan Schlungen, and that'll do it. As the Farming Flames defeat St. Martin today, 3-2. No runs, no hits, no errors.
One left on. Your final score from Farming. It was Farming 3, St. Martin 2. Wow. All right. The home team, the Farming Flames, will advance. They'll take on the winner of Lake Henry and Meyer Grove tonight at about 8 o'clock here at Schlaper Brothers Field. For now, we're going to take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back and recap this one and name our Albany and Richmond A&W Player of the Game in 2 minutes.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation. Your good neighbors you come to trust. I'm here at the Farming Baseball Field, one of our satisfied customers, and all the fields are looking great for the Region 15C Baseball Tournament. We wish all the tournament teams, players, and fans all the best. Nothing's better than great baseball, great competition, and refuse and recycling services from West Central Sanitation. Call West Central Sanitation today, 1-800-246-7630.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers with that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz and he'll be happy to lend you good, sound advice. For insurance, stop in and see Sue Meyer and Kelly Lauer. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.
North American State Bank has been helping our community and families like yours for over 125 years. As your community bank, we're right here where you live and work, enabling continued growth in every area. So whether you're opening a new account or need a loan for your farm, business, or home, stop by one of our offices today in Belgrade, El Rosa, or Wilmer and let us help. North American State Bank, building families, farms, and futures for over 125 years. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
In business and farming, time is money. That's why Gilliland Chevrolet is your exclusive Business Elite Program partner. Whatever type of vehicle you need, from the reliable Silverado to the all-new low-cab forward trucks, Gilliland's Business Elite Department can take care of you with one low price. And because you're in business, chances are good you'll qualify for special pricing and tax incentives. But there's more. Priority service and work-ready loaners at no charge. Plus, get up to $1,200 in free accessories on qualifying purchases. Business Elite exclusively at Gilliland Chevrolet, St. Cloud. Find new roads. GillilandChevrolet.com.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Randy and Don back with you in Farming. Our game has gone final here this afternoon. A 3-2 win for the Farming Flames over St. Martin.
Excellent game, Randy. Well-pitched game, well-played game. It was a couple errors in the ball game. St. Martin, other than that, it was airless for Farming. Farming played a great game. You know, they great pitching from Kyle Zierden again to start this game. He gets him, what is it, 7 innings of good pitching for him, and bring in Tyler Schrader for a little bit and gets his feet wet, and then they bring in the ace, Brad Mergen. Brad Mergen hits a 2-run home run to put him ahead 2-1 and comes in and gets the win.
Yeah, yeah. Just an outstanding game for the Farming Flames today. They got it done when they needed to get it done. They struggled early to find some runs.
Yes, they did. Both teams did. They left people on base, and it was like, wow, the first couple of innings, we thought, you know, bases loaded a couple times, you know, you can't get nobody to score, and that it kind of gets you a little bit worried. You know, could you get a base hit to get some runs? And a two-out hitting is always tough.
Yeah. And then Brad Mergen comes up, and he hits a 2-run homer, and that, it just turns some of that momentum.
Oh, absolutely. It gets everybody back in the game again and gets fired up to keep going, you know, and that's what you need. You need to get a spark once in a while.
You bet. Our final, 3-2, our line score's done.
Okay, for Farming today, 3 runs on 10 hits. They commit an error. They left 10 on base. For St. Martin, 2 runs, 8 hits. They committed 3 errors. And left 11 on base. So both teams leaving a lot of runners in scoring position and on base, so this game could have been a lot different, I guess.
You bet. The Farming Flames move on. They'll take on the winner of Lake Henry and Meyer Grove, which is coming up next here on KASM. I know Scott has things to do back at our radio station in Albany. We've got to name our Albany and Richmond A&W Player of the Game before we let you go. And today, Don, I think... We're going to give it to the big man, the big lefty, right?
I think we'll give it to Brad Mergen today. Yep, he
did his job. Brad came in relief, and he picked up the win in relief today for the Farming Flames. Also hit a big two-run homer in the eighth inning that put Farming out in front for a while until the Martins tied it up in the bottom of the eighth. But a couple big blows there for Brad Mergen today, and he is our player of the game. Congratulations to Brad.
Yes, very
well
right.
deserved. We're going to send it back to our studios in Albany. I want to remind you, our game sponsors here, the fine folks that are bringing us Region Baseball, Trapper's Pub and Grub and Farming, West Central Sanitation, Freeport State Bank, Lake Henry Implement, Meyer Grove Co-op at QPC Store, Shady's Bar in Dominick, Grove Mutual Insurance, Central Minnesota Realty, North American State Bank of Belgrade, El Rosa and Wilmer, Central Minnesota Insurance, Painesville Mutual Insurance Agency, Farmers Union Co-op in Painesville, North American Insurance Agency, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in Dominick, Stock Center, and Long Prairie, BNS Excavating, Albany Chrysler Center, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Rambo Incorporated, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC, Notch Manufacturing, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Scooters Trucking, Land O'Lakes of Melrose, Kramer Lumber, True Value of Melrose, Virgil's Big Arena, Cutzer Excavating, the St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, Falcon National Bank, with a branch office in Richmond, Pep's Pork of World Spring Hill, El Rosa Grain and Feed, and the Green Wall Pub. So, with the win, Farming moves on to play tonight at 8 o'clock. Other scores today, Foley defeated St. Joe, we know that. Big win. They move on in Region 11C. Looks like Sauk Rapids. The Cyclones beat Moorhead Brewers 5-1 today. The Brewers now going to play the Springers as they work out their seedings in 2B. That Foley win was 5-3 over St. Joe. They play the Rockies in a qualifying knockout game at 4:30 this afternoon in Region 11C. Congratulations to the Albany Babe Ruth team. Their final score 8-0 over the Washington team, or that acronym team. They will play Indiana tomorrow, a team from Indiana tomorrow at 1:30 our time, I believe. Or is it their time? I'll find out. We'll find out for those folks listening out in Washington if it's 1:30 our time or 3:30 our time. But we'll figure it out and we'll let you know that too. Coming up, Lake Henry, Meyer Grove. Scott will send it back to our studios. Our final score again. Farming 3, St. Martin 2. We're back in about a half hour here on KASN.
All right, thank you, Randy, and congratulations to Farming for their victory out on the diamond this afternoon. What we're going to do right now is we're going to jump right into the Birthday Club. Birthday Club's brought to you by the Albany Home Bakery. You can send in a postcard for your birthday or anniversary wishes to the Chasm Birthday Club. Our P.O. Box is number 160 in Albany, Minnesota, 56307. Or you can email your request to KASM 1150 AM at albanytel.com. You can also fax us at the number 320-845-2187. We do please ask that you do not call in your requests. If you're the winner, you'll receive a certificate from us to redeem at the Albany Home Bakery for a free, delicious cake. Looks like we just have one birthday wish going out today. So, happy birthday and also congratulations to Tom Tenyon of Freeport. You're the winner of the Birthday Club today. Tom's birthday wishes today are coming from his grandkids. So, happy birthday and congratulations. Enjoy your free cake from the Albany Bakery, Tom Tenyon of Freeport. We're going to take a little break. We'll be back with the funeral announcements.
The smell of freshly baked bread, the taste of coffee cake just like mom and grandma used to make, or pizza dough that's ready for toppings and the oven. We're talking Albany Home Bakery. And there's more. Bars, cookies, pies, donuts, frozen bread dough, cakes, and more. If Albany's too far to travel for you, there's other options like Albany Home Bakery frozen bread dough at Rudy's Country Store in St. Rosa, and pastries, bars, and frozen bread dough at Hollingford Gas and Grocery. Mmm, good. Treat your family to Albany Home Bakery tonight.
scorching hot savings are going on now during the summer clearance event at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin, and boy do I have scorching hot savings for you. Lease the all-new 2019 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk for only $199 per month. Or how about the all-new 2018 Jeep Compass, which you can lease for only $199 per month. Don't miss out while the deals are scorching hot with Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-84 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com.
It's your one-stop deal, Albany Chrysler.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie, American staples supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now it's a great time of the year to call on the experts for crop scouting and monitoring, and it's not too early to start thinking about...